No.
No. That all day, every day, anyway.
Well, he does.
Okay, we are live. So, welcome to the June 30th, 2025 Pemmican School District Board of Directors monthly meeting. Since we have everybody here, I call this meeting to order at 5 o'clock. Please stand and join me in the pledge. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. First order of business is to approve the agenda. Any questions or change requests?
I so move.
Okay, John moved.
I'll second.
Ryan second, and all in favor?
Aye.
Yeah. Yes.
Unanimous. Public comment. Doesn't appear to be any public comment. So, Fred, you're up.
Well, not long. I think the big thing is that you guys have seen what's been happening lately. The construction zone at the school, long time coming. It's pretty exciting. Just need to go on record and say, yes, the middle school is on the docket for next summer. It is important. We just couldn't have the cash flow to do it all at once. So it's been good. But I want to point out, really, I was working on a press release we'll let out at the end of the month, but you think about some of the things that are being done, the elementary, the early learning center, they're putting in that pathway and a little amphitheater and playground area. You know, it's pretty cool what they're doing. And that new gutter system is needed and big job down at the elementary. But we're building a room for the special education department in Griffin Bay, because we've grown so big. And Greg's over there putting that in right now. The other thing, kudos to Greg. So you've been cleaning out some the area on the other side of Trimble Gym that's a storage area that just hasn't been used very well. Our goal is they cleaned that out. They have been able to get rid of a lot of stuff that we don't even know why we have it back there.
Do we know what it is?
The stuff that was back there? There were tires back there from we don't know when. We have metal pieces back there that we don't know where it came from. But they've cleaned it out. The idea is, I'm going to have to go permit it and everything, but the idea is to put a lean-to off of Turnbull Gym to build a store, some of our outside equipment even there. Even though we have a plan next summer to also add to our storage up here in the grassy place by the school, part of our levy campaign, there's enough stuff that we have that we need to do it. But I just want to probably say, Greg's worked pretty hard, and so has that staff this year to get things ready. It's been pretty impressive. You know, other than that, it really kicks up. I mean we're planning right now, but it even gets more aggressive next week. San Juan Institute is the 21st and 22nd. We're pretty excited about Jenny Jeff Utah coming in. Those are two big speakers. Jenny, well, they both travel the world. So it's pretty big names coming in for our small little school, and we're proud that we can pay our staff for professional development and receive that kind of PD. We're pretty impressed with it. The thing is, it seems like the whole month of August, but before you know it, the doors open and kids walk through that really quickly. And for the school, we're only 2 weeks away from a lot of different kind of trainings. I mean, I know San Juan Institute is optional PD. Hope they all take advantage of it. But there's some other things that paraeducators or special education teachers have to come into that week. So for us, it's kind of go time. Mm-hmm. That's about all I have.
I was pleased to see your floor is actually shining. This is early.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we talked about that a lot at the end of the year about having a timeline. We have to have things done before we get into August, because we already have summer school going on in two of the schools, and I think the middle school starts next week. Mm-hmm. Nope, just the high school this week. Middle school and elementary start next week.
Okay.
So, that's it.
Okay, thank you.
Unless you want more. Oh, I do want to mention one thing before I forget.
Just add that.
Yeah, well, I had to ask, but Diana's looking at me. When you get on the website, it's going to change within the month, right? So it should be pretty intuitive for you guys to go in and get through it on our side, making the changeover. Not quite so intuitive. There's a lot of steps. So we might be muddling our way through things over the next month. But just know that you'll see a change in that website probably by mid-August, wouldn't you think?
Yeah, that's the plan. Yeah. It will be translatable now.
Yeah.
Does that include new photos?
I can't guarantee you that one.
Baby really steps. We have photos around.
Baby steps, TJ.
That's the district site plus all the school sites. Yeah.
Do the school sites change the same format?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. So, I think any advice you can give on to continue to improve it would be good. Sometimes it's limited because we don't have a communication specialist dedicated to it on 100% of the time. Diana does what she can, and a lot of photos go into the Facebook page, the new photos. And I've been impressed that the Facebook page has grown in the number of hits over the past year tremendously.
Okay. Consent agenda is for standard monthly expenses, personnel changes, and board meeting minutes.
301.
Oh, state report approval of minimum basic education requirements. Could I have a motion to approve the state report?
I'll make a motion to approve.
Brian move.
I'll second.
John seconded. That thing was silly to read.
Yeah.
It was just silly.
Try filling it out, Diana says.
Yeah, I can tell that. Yes. Yes. Two. Yes. No. X. 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 It was just absurd. Anyway, any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Unanimous. Thank you. Now the consent agenda. Could I have a motion to approve the consent agenda?
I still move.
John move.
Second.
Brian, PJ seconded. I would like to call out the Stewart Fire Agreement for a couple of things. It uses the Reed Harbor address for payment and correspondence.
Oh, yeah. I remember we talked about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, shouldn't it be the P.O. box?
Yeah.
Okay. And then it states June 2025 for early possession or delayed possession. Since that ship already sailed, should these be amended or changed?
Yes, both of those can be amended.
Okay.
Because you've approved it, we can just amend those.
Okay. So any further discussion?
No, we went through all the expenses.
Yeah. Yeah.
Taxes, all that stuff.
We did, and that's why we agreed on it. And then you saw that.
And it can't be accelerated.
We will review it every year, but it also is going to increase every year by Seattle CPI.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Any further discussion? All in favor of approving the consent agenda?
Yeah. Aye.
Yes. Unanimous. Approval of interlocal agreement with the library. Could I have a motion to approve the interlocal agreement?
I will make a motion to approve. I'll second it.
John seconded. Any discussion?
One question.
Mm-hmm.
On the part where the parents can opt out, is it typical that parents ask what information is being transmitted or any of those kind of questions? Do you see something like that happening? Or is that something that is normal with that? Because I saw on the actual paper, it just says that you'll not be able to do it. It doesn't say what kind of information is being transmitted back and forth.
Well, we can add that in if you need to. I even talked to Christine, the librarian, about that. Okay. It's not a question that's asked much ever.
Okay.
In any situation.
I feel comfortable if we at least told them what information was being transmitted, and then I'm fine with it.
And did you see the information change dramatically? Well, took the two things out that were questions.
Yes. That was fantastic.
Yeah. So if you can make note of that, we can, because that's that's not necessarily a part of anything else besides our action to change. So we can work with Christy on listing what information right above that box on the opt-out.
And since this is a draft, can we add that question to it?
Yes, that's another thing. We, even if we didn't have it on this, we can add to the question and answer, the fact sheet. Mm-hmm. We can just add the question, what information is provided to the public library.
Okay. Any further discussion?
Nope.
All in favor?
Yes.
Aye. unanimous again. Jose, now it's your turn.
Darn. This is Jose, sorry. There we go.
Good evening, everyone. So the enrollment hasn't really changed since last month, since it was a July enrollment. If you have any questions on this page, otherwise I'll keep moving. And if there are any questions on the other miscellaneous funds, I'll just go through the third page, which is the year-to-date budget. And from here, we'll go into the 25-26 annual budget. But I do want to point out, because it is a little bit of an ugly number, is that current annual surplus deficit. So we're in deficit spending of about 1.3, which is higher than normal. And there's a number of factors involved in that. One of them is grants are a month behind in reimbursement. In this case, we're 2 months behind. I missed the cutoff last month to submit for reimbursement. I'll self-report on that one. The state did short apportionment in July. That was publicized during the legislative process, and they'll make that up in June, and they'll make it up in July with the new fiscal year budget. We'll also be having in August, we'll accrue all of the monies that Island Rec gives to us for athletics. And so that's always a contributing factor to that red number. This year, we also had some extraordinary costs that also make that number bigger. But I've done, we already have the July apportionment. I have what we have spent in July. And in July, we'll have about $400,000 in the black. In August, prior to transfers from the tech levy and the money from Island Rec, should be about another $400,000. So that gets us down significantly from this number in the red. And then the transfers from the tech levy and Island Rec will make up the rest. So if anyone of you saw that and were questioning it, that's what's happening there. Any other questions about that?
At the end of the day, what will that number be approximately?
I'll tell you November 10th.
Okay.
That is the date that the F-196 will be filed.
Okay.
The budget was $21,700 was the surplus that we expected this year. There have been some extraordinary costs this year for like the second and third year in a row that will impact that. But we've also had some apportionment gains, and I'm in the process now of sorting through that, and I was hoping to be done by today, but that didn't happen. But next week I'll be able to tell the superintendent where my best estimate what that number will be. But I think we'll be there conservatively.
I just noticed on the four-year budget plan that 21,000 is the baseline number for the four-year ongoing surplus deficit. So that would then adjust.
So, right. So if you look, you're probably looking at the four-year budget that mm-hmm. we did last year. And also without knowing what the actuals are, that's what starts for the four-year going forward.
Okay.
And then once we close out the financials in November, that four-year budget will be updated for the actual ending fund balance for this year and the beginning fund balance for the 25-26 school year. So then that will change that look of the four-year budget that you'll see in November.
Thank you.
I would say we're pretty confident that 1.3 is going to be significantly closer to balance. Again, because we did have some costs on employees that are a little bit different than we have had in the past, the last couple of years. But all those transfers are going to be huge.
Yeah, between the tech levy is, you know, half a million ish. Island Rec is going to be another 200 ish. So between that and, you know, the plus that we're going to see in July and the plus that we'll see in August, that's why I'm saying, if I have to be, I'm optimistically conservative that it will be at that 21.7. And also, just so you know, a couple of years ago, the state changed the apportionment schedule in order to get one, that savings that first year. They changed the percentages of apportionment so that a significant number of our apportionment dollars come in July and August. They took percents off of other months throughout the year and pushed it into July and August. So that made them look good for that year, but they wanted the budget to look better at the end of June. And it also saves them a little money by not giving it to the school districts earlier and giving it to us in July and August. So that's why we have such a big gain in the last 2 months of the year.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Any other questions on that?
Good question, Lauren.
Okay.
Section 4.04, approval of resolution 25-07, adopting the fiscal year 25-26 budget. Could I have a motion to approve the budget?
Don't we have to actually move into public hearing formally first?
Not yes. Really.
No, there's a thing.
We have to say what time we're going
into public hearing. Public hearing.
Okay. So we're going into public hearing.
Yes, you're opening one.
5:17.
And there's quite a few attachments here. The first one that I'll call up, this is the presentation. This is probably what you were looking at, that 21701. And this is very similar to what you saw in June. We went down, we saved about 7,000 in year three from that 677. And if you were to look at the last four-year budget projection from last year, you'll see that these numbers are, especially in 25-26 and 26-27, are significantly better than what was displayed in the last four-year budget. And by law, we have to present the four-year budget, but it changes so radically each year. That this year, you can see the last two columns are green. So I made the year four the same as year three. Because with the volatility and all of the factors that go into a school district budget, it really makes no sense to, spend time projecting what that fourth year is going to be. And why a 3 year makes a lot of sense, at least at this point, is that we've negotiated with SGA for a 3 year agreement. So we have those numbers for payroll. And we are hoping to close an agreement with PSC for 3 years. So at least the payroll numbers will be pretty close to what we anticipate. And what will change the end fund balance in those years will be what happens in, any other factors that we can't foresee on the payroll side, which is 85% of the budget. But the big thing is what the state may or may not do on the revenue side, along with enrollment. Any questions on the four-year budget? Yeah, and you can see they just point out the end fund balance. We are still doing quite well through year three as far as end fund balance goes, and it'll just be a matter of the other factors impact that delta in years two and three and next year. If there's no questions on that, I'll move on. I can show you the F-195F, which has the four-year enrollment. I know that was a question that the superintendent have of me. If you want to see the enrollment, I can pull that up. And if you want to see some details on capital or ASB, a transportation vehicle fund. I can, there's.
Do you have that airport? Do you have the enrollment projection over 4 years? Did you have that sheet?
Yes. Just gonna find the right numbers. So here's the 4 year enrollment. So we use a cohort enrollment. And the only assumption that we make other than rolling the cohort over is 50 kids in kindergarten. We're at like 48 or 49 right now. I think we're at 48, so we're looking good for this year and what we estimated. And, you know, we seem to gain kids in the later grades outside elementary school, but that's not a given. So this is strictly a cohort other than that kindergarten class. And that includes the ALE cohort.
That is declining.
That is declining, but there's a lot of factors that would keep it from a decline that significant. I mean,
we don't know.
We don't know, but I feel pretty confident it won't necessarily be at 702 in 4 years. But we will see a decline, and because I think the 50 is really the new number that we target. It used to be higher than that. So there's a lower number in kindergarten. The one thing that is impressive that I want to point out, though, that 784 that you see on 25-26 is really just five under what we ran on an average last year. Am I right on that one? We're just about 789?
Yes.
And that's with the unknowns of who else is going to show up or what growth we will have in Griffin Bay, because we're always getting some that we're not planning on. I mean, over the course of the time I've been here, there's always been a slight decrease overall, even though the secondary has grown or has stayed the same, because kids come in from private schools or for whatever reason. To see it basically the same, and there's a lot of factors, because you know a lot of the other factors with people leaving other schools, that's pretty good for us. And it bodes well for us, at least being able to stay steady financially.
Mm-hmm. And one of the things, you mentioned it's declining. The expectation is that we'll get kids in the later grades, as people mm-hmm. seem to move here at some point in elementary school age. This doesn't account for any growth in ALE, which we've been able to realize the last couple of years, because that's an unknown, but that's another thing that will help us, because we've basically have stayed with a consistent enrollment outside of COVID, like 6 out of 7 years. Mm-hmm. We haven't seen that cohort drop. Mm-hmm. It's never a guarantee. And just look back to 2008, 2009 to see what can happen in 1 year.
Yeah.
Okay. Any other questions about enrollment? Okay. Does anyone need to see the fee schedule? The apologies were put on there this morning. I think I put them on. And is there an interest in seeing some of the detail on some of the other funds, one page summaries? If you have any questions about those documents,
I have a question about the fee schedule. There are a lot of students that participate in activities and other things that are not enrolled in our district. Is the fee ever different?
So are you referring to like athletics?
Sports is a good example, yeah.
They would pay the same fee that our students pay.
Okay, but so, not more.
No, not more.
Okay.
Yeah, so any of those Spring Street kids or if we've had homeschool kids participate in sports, and they're charged the same fee as a high school student.
Interesting. Okay. Now can I ask for a motion? Mm-hmm. Can I have a motion to approve the 2025-26 budget, please? I'll move. Melanie moved.
Second.
DJ seconded. Any other discussion? All in favor?
Yes.
And now we'll close the public hearing at 5:25. Thank you.
Okay.
Section 5.5.
We decided to split them up. There were six altogether, and we wanted to split them up into first meeting and ones that we can just straight up approve because there's literally no change to them. Just removing them. So 5.01 is first reading, library information technology programs, digital citizenship and media literacy, and 2230 transition to kindergarten. And this one we want to take a look at only because we want to make sure we have every I dotted, every T crossed, so we don't jeopardize the program. So we're going to do a second grouping on these. So I'll make sure you read them carefully before next month. And then on section 5.02, we are going to approve policy 2020 course design, selection, and adoption of instructional materials, which doesn't ever change. Partly, and then 2022 electronic resources and internet safety, and then 5011 sexual harassment of district staff prohibited. I think we just approved that one in December.
It was.
Yeah. So these are all predominantly language revisions and deletions. So could I have a motion to approve the above three policies? John moved. All session. Any further discussion or questions? All in favor?
On the policy on electronic resources and internet safety, I noticed that there isn't any references to social media access, and we've had a lot of concerns from parents on this topic this year. Is this the policy that would be appropriate for including something like that?
It's the policy, but the procedures are based, built off of that policy.
Okay.
And we know there's been some concern. We have shut down access. Of course, we'll shut down the elementary. Mm-hmm. But then in middle school, we have shut down access to some things. We do it to everything, but we did after the last incident. The high school, we did not. We chose to leave that open. This policy drives those procedures.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, so the policy we have and the procedures on the actual those problems.
Okay, got it.
The policy is just like, wait, something is what we believe in. Procedure for the actual.
Okay.
Yeah, none of the concerns. Those are good questions. It was one of those things that it drove two admin meetings in June. Mm-hmm. We tried to figure out how we approach it again, and we met with that staff on making some of those changes.
Thanks.
Any other questions or discussion? All in favor?
Aye. Yes.
Yes.
Unanimous again. Director reports. I don't have anything. No one me? John?
Nope.
Brian?
Nope.
DJ?
I was going for the notebook. Sorry. Some upcoming dates we need to be aware of. The WASDA amendment window for their handbook is going to be from August 1st through August 7th. If you haven't looked at the handbook yet, might be a good idea just to get in there and knock around a little bit. General Assembly, where we approve what's in the handbook for the year, is Saturday, September 20th. It's going to be held virtually. And Barb and I have already been in communication on how we're going to cover that. So if you're interested in taking part in that, let one of us know. The legislative position prioritization, say that fast, is going to be between September 23rd and October 13th. The voting window on what the priorities are going to be for the coming year take place October 1st through the 16th. And then the final thing, and this is on our board calendar, which we'll see in a second, our WASA annual conference is going to be held November 20th through the 22nd. At the Hyatt Regency in downtown Seattle. So those are the big dates that we have coming up.
Ask a question, TJ?
Sure.
On the August 1st or August 7th is the amendment window, you said? Correct?
Yes.
So if there's anything that you guys want to discuss, or if there's something you look up individually, then we'd have to have a special
board
meeting to come back.
Right, so it would have to be approved by the board members.
Right.
And I can tell you, looking at them, as we talked earlier, most of these seem to be consolidations especially from the legislative committee. They seem intent on consolidating different positions into one statement. So you might have a problem with some of that, but yes.
They have a bajillion, policies or whatever they call it. Too many. There's way too many programs. And so they need to consolidate. They've been working on that for 2 years now. And there's still too many.
Simplify.
Yeah. Okay. Board calendar review. This is a new one for next year, you guys. Note that October 28th is a Tuesday.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
It says it in big print. Even I can see it.
Just for moving Tuesday. Yeah. Thank you. I think.
And it looks like November is also a Tuesday.
Yeah.
It's a Thanksgiving, though.
Fred, what dates are the speakers coming in August?
21st and 22nd. So what I need to know, you guys are more than welcome to come and to listen to those both days.
I know you're dying to see Aaron.
I'm saying that Jeff Utek is, you guys saw him before. He's giving one at the end of the day. The one, he's doing two different things, but the one at the end of the day is the same one you saw.
Is it a generational one?
Yeah, that's the last one. It's so good.
Still entertained
and followed up.
Yeah.
All I need to know is if there's more than two, please reach out to Diana if you would like to come. If she counts up more than two of you that want to come at one time, she'll put out a special board meeting so that you can attend without any issues. And you didn't go. No, you just went to the welcome back last.
Yeah, just the morning first.
Yeah. No one came this year, but please come. And you guys can go in and out too, but it's good. And the first day is kind of cool because it's a keynote with Jenny Donahue in the morning, and then it's breakout sessions in the afternoon. We have three different people coming in. I'm proud of it because you know what? Small schools don't get this. They never get this. The fact that they get it is pretty amazing because, you know, and we saw some other speakers a week ago where we think we've already got people we're trying to line up for next year if Jose doesn't, you know, hear how much I want to spend.
Yeah.
Things should work fine.
We'll change that 21,700.
So we're going to be in the red still. Because I'm going to go get somebody.
So much of my experience during this lot.
Job to say.
It is. Yeah, that is your job.
What are the dates of that?
Next is 21st, 22nd. It's a Thursday and Friday.
What kind of times are you looking at?
It's all day.
All day? Okay. Probably 7 a.m.?
No, we start, the speakers start at 8:15 okay. And end by 4, with an hour lunch in the middle of it, several breaks. Jeff actually doesn't start until 10 or 9:45.
I thought it was 10.
No, because the first one goes from 8:15 to 9. You're right, it's 10. He starts at 10. Okay. That's why she had it. It's 10 o'clock.
Diana probably doesn't hear that enough, right?
I hear it plenty. He's very appreciative.
And he is a god.
So, Diana, is it possible to get
yes. Yeah, we can do that.
That might be easier for the board members to decide which session they're going to attend.
Yeah. You can just send her your brochure, can't you?
Yep.
After I fix
mistakes.
Okay.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Great. Anything else, anybody?
Oh, can we approve the calendar?
Oh.
It's for action.
Okay. So can I have a motion to approve the board calendar for 25-26?
Move.
John Moon, a second. Melanie, second. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye. Yes.
Yes. Okay. Anything else? I call this meeting adjourned at 5:35. Thank you, everybody.